a Jewish Journal article, The Fablemans, Steven Spielberg's Antidote to Jewish Victimhood. I hope the Jew haters who bully a young Sammy Fableman in Steven Spielberg's autobiographical new movie, The Fablemans, get a chance to see the film. In fact, I hope Kanye, Ye, West and Kyrie Irving and Jew-hating white supremacists and any sect who believes American Jews are not the real Jews, also see the film. I want them to see the film for many reasons, but primarily because of the young Spielberg's reaction to being called a kika, and a Christ killer, and getting beaten up by ignorant, Jew-hating thugs while in high school in the mid-1960s. Instead of wasting his life wallowing in victimhood, instead of using the Jew haters as scapegoats for a failed life, instead of turning outrage into an occupation, Spielberg went creative. His revenge on the haters was to become arguably the most successful and influential filmmaker of his time, a Jew who regaled millions throughout the world with stories that left indelible marks on all of us. It's worth remembering Spielberg's journey as we try to figure out how to respond to the recent wave of anti-Jewish sentiment in this great land of opportunity. You see, Spielberg is not an outlier. He's only one of the more visible examples of American Jews responding to adversity by doubling down on success and achievement. There have been countless more like him, in all fields. Not surprisingly, a scholarly study from 2007 by Paul Burstein of the University of Washington concluded that Jews are much more successful economically and educationally than other ethnic, racial, and religious groups in the United States. What are we to do with such information? Ignore it? Pretend it doesn't exist? Be embarrassed by it? Like it or not, it's hard for most people to feel sorry for Jews. They're more likely to admire us or envy us than feel sorry for us. The reality is that people who are perceived to be successful rarely attract much sympathy. That's why any attempt to define Jews as victims, however justified, will always be a tough sell. We can quote all the studies we want about being the most attacked minority group in the country, but our success narrative in America is too ingrained in people's consciousness. No matter how hard we try, most people will never see us as credible victims. If anything, we should consider going in the other direction. Focus our message on achievement, not victimhood. At the very least, this will be credible, since people already see Jews as high achievers. The problem is that we're so traumatized by the anti-Semitic trope of the all-powerful Jew, that we're afraid to own up to our success, lest it fuel those dreaded conspiracy theories. So we're trapped. We don't make credible victims, but our success is too credible for comfort. This is why I loved The Fablemans. It's not activism. It's not a series of dry talking points about anti-Semitism. It's not a survey showing how terrible America has become for Jews. It's none of those things. It is, above all, entertainment. The Judaism in the film is part of a great story. Non-Jews who see the film, including the haters, will see the Fableman family lighting Hanukkah candles and a young Spielberg receiving gifts that will spark his dreams of creating films. They will see a young Spielberg refusing to apologize for killing Christ because, as he says, he wasn't there 2,000 years ago. They will see a young Spielberg turn into a hero among the Jew haters of his school by creating a beach film on Ditch Day that blew his school away on prom night. In that same scene, there's a close-up shot of Spielberg as he's operating the projector. He smiles slowly as he realizes the positive reaction to his film from students who until then had shown only animosity toward his Jewishness. You can almost read the message on his face. This is how I will fight Jew hatred from now on. By not denying my Jewish identity, by having the time of my life, and by bringing a little joy to the world. I will fight it like a winner, not a whiner.